Now, we have two Limerick legends in front of us today, and neither of them are originally from Limerick, as it happens. Anne Corley, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Mick Dolan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now,
good to be here.
You're from Borough County Offaly, Anne.
I am, yeah.
But you're here in Limerick since?
67. 1967, my yes. arrival. Yes.
Your arrival, right. So that's 55 plus 3 is 58 years you're here.
Maybe 60.
Maybe yeah. 60 at a push, right. Mick, when did you arrive in Limerick?
We arrived in 92 and we opened Olin's in 94.
Originally from Clondalkin.
From Walkinstown.
Walkinstown, sorry, yes. So, Mick, 30 years of Dolans of Limerick. And people will, even if they've never been in it, they'll know that from all the ads on the radio over the years.
Yeah, I mean, we've had so many bands and it's just, it's grown so much and it's such a fun place to be. We've great staff, great music. So we've got three different venues, right? So we've got, you know, we can start off with a smaller venue, yeah. 100, up to, then we go up to 200 and then 400 in the warehouse. Then we go across the road here, which is the big top across the road, which you see out the window here. So we've
in the milk
1200
market.
There in the milk market.
Yes.
That's the big top. And then we've the castle. The castle is 2,000 people. And then we've the Docklands, which is 4,000 people.
And so there's a real energy around the music scene in Limerick.
Absolutely. And there always has been.
Yeah.
There's fantastic music in, and whether that's trad, rock, folk, jazz, the Jazz Society do gigs in our place, and it's just fantastic. And it wouldn't work so much except that people support it, and that's the main thing.
Snow Patrol, Mumford & Sons, Fontaines D.C., The Pretenders, Macy Gray, Christy Moore, Damien Rice, The Frame, Shane McGowan, Bob Geldof, and the list goes on and on and on.
That's just a taster of many of the acts that have been there over the years, you know.
And what was the first gig you had? Can you remember?
The first gig we had was...
Is that a tough question?
No, it's not, because I'll tell you exactly who it was. Jerry Fish.
Was it?
Yeah. Jerry
Fish.
Emotional Fish.
Right.
And it just happens that Jerry Fish is playing tonight.
Is that mad?
That's mad, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first gig, yeah.
An emotional party in December 1994.
And something happens with the next night. So.
Yeah. Celebrate, the party's over. I'm going home. I'm going home. And Curly, known locally as Curly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I see you got Limerick Person of the Year last year. I'm
going to
read the citation. Will I read the citation? Yes. A woman who has inspired thousands of local children to become better versions of themselves has been named the Limerick Person of the Month. Anne Corley, fondly known as Corley, has spent the bones of 60 years of her 80 years caring for children and bringing out the best in them. If she wasn't teaching half of Weston to swim in the Ennis Road pool, she was selling apple tarts door to door to fund their holiday retreats to Ballybunion and Ballybunion. Cotton.
Right.
And there you are. And everyone knows you.
Well, yeah, I maintain that I was after coming back from Italy after my training in Dublin, so I know Dublin very well. And I remember going to the Social Service Centre and Claire O'Mahony was there and she was one of the initiators and the priests from Pelliskenary. And they had a house in Ballybunion. But I had been in Italy where the council used to give the children of the city a week at the seaside, a week at the mountains and a week at in the city.
Free charge.
It was free.
Right.
And here was a house going and a lot of the mothers were as old as myself and they had five or six children. And I said, I'll take it. I remembered the reaction and what are you going to do with it? Claire O'Mahony used to lend me her car for the whole 6 weeks to take the children.
You'd ferry them out to Ballybunion?
To Ballybunion, yeah. And Ballybunion was fabulous. An odd time we got a bit into trouble with the golf clubs. We used to borrow the golf clubs.
And 15 people in the car with no safety belts, that sort
that's
of thing.
So, yeah, there was often 22 in them sitting on top of it.
World record.
And I must say, from Ballybunion then the house went to Anko and the nuns took it over. They invested 11,000 and then they decided that we weren't able to pay for it first of all, so we went back to we bought the house in Ballycotton from Father Rock.
How do you fund it, Anne?
Apple tarts. We used to make apple tarts, 40 apple tarts every Thursday and 8 cakes, and they were sold in the parish.
Plain apple tarts? Was plain there cinnamon, cloves, anything?
Not at all, just straight up apple tarts. And
tarts, right.
I often heard a mother saying to me, do you know the bottom of them is not really cooked? And I said, what do you do? They had one oven between the whole houses and they put them all in again and cooked them. Yeah. And I laughed, but that's how we funded it.
Yeah.
Now, we must say the courthouses, the probation services, the churches, we and the army, they always produced volunteers for me.
And it's still every summer you do it?
Now, I'm trying to get the parents to take it over.
Right.
Because we've lost the volunteers from Ross Gray. Sister Mary Mullen used to supply right. 6 leaders from Ross Gray, and it was very
funny.
And
you're hitting your 50s now, so...
I'm hitting on, like, you know, yeah. and it is... There's so many rules and regulations now.
Well, yeah, I suppose
and
there has
like,
to be,
you know what I mean?
Risk assessments.
The risk,
you know, all
yeah,
that sort of
and
thing.
Have you got any...
Health and safety,
yeah,
yes,
and
all of that.
Everything.
Well, make me very aware of all of that.
Yeah. But we used to be laughing because one of our leaders was from the Irish Navy and he's now one of the headmen in the probation service, Peter Gardner.
Because, Mick, you were in the Merchant Navy.
The Merchant Navy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There were the selling of the three boats down in Marseille.
Right.
But anyway, and he used to come to Ballycotton and the swimming and the boating. And
so, Anne, when the children go down there, what ages are they?
They're from 3 to 17.
Right, and
it's broken up into
a digital free zone, is it? There's no tech. No mobile phones, no screens, or is
Oh, no, we take the phones off them.
Right.
And if they hide the phones, you see, the mothers would ring them at night and you're listening.
Ah,
so
yes.
you remove them when they're asleep from under their pillow. And when they're
and
getting,
what do they get from it? What
wait, now, when they're getting back in the bus, they get, was there something
back.
Missing?
Aha, uh-huh, yes.
And you
yes.
hand them back.
Yeah, yeah. What do you reckon they get from it?
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, as somebody says, am I in another world when they saw Gary Vaux? For the first time, it was so big. And like free swimming, like there's the houses here and the beach is just
right.
down there. The communication with new leaders, which is very important. And they learn to work and play together.
Yeah.
No matter what the family rows are, they learn to work and play together. And we visit Ballymaloe House and we go into Middleton and anything that's there to be seen.
Yes. And of course, Ballycotton.
Like, tell them that they have a right... They're Irish children and they have a right of everything. Now, they do have to swim 3 times a day.
Do they? Three times a day?
Oh, yes, they have to. Well, we often have incidents in the beds. So we didn't have at that time showers. We have them now.
Right, okay.
So they have to swim 3 times a day.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. So you are across in the milk market as well, which
yeah,
are charity
Yeah, Saturday,
stall.
Which makes the funding.
And what now, do you sell at the charity stall?
I'd sell yourself if you stand up long enough. We sell just everything.
Yeah.
And it's all handed into the shops to me voluntarily. I must say the people of Limerick have been very good. Now, my funding always came from the people, the solicitors, the courthouses, the auctioneers, and people would read the ad on the paper
yes.
and they give it. So that was our fundraising. But we did get the VEC. We did get a grant there 3 years ago and we got new bunk beds.
First of all, we're celebrating what you've contributed to Limerick
yeah.
and just a sort of a functional thing is that you need new volunteers
yes.
For Gary Glass, the house out in Ballycotton.
That's right.
Because if you don't have volunteers, you can't continue and it's a great service and it's been there for years and it'd be terrible sad to see it.
Yeah,
stop,
and it would be an awful pity.
Yes,
and
yeah.
like they'll gain as much from working with other children.
Yeah.
We have doctors, solicitors, barristers who are volunteers with us and they come back and...
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
And Mick Dolan's warehouse will continue. It's a family-run business. Who's at the helm now? Are you stepping back a bit?
Not really. No,
no.
I'm still there. No, no. I'm a workaholic. I don't.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
No, I enjoy it too much.
Self-confessed.
No, I enjoy it too much. And Neil and Sarah and Valerie are all involved in it, so it's
right.
great.
Right.
So and it all works.
Well,
you know?
Good luck, so, and here's to another 30 years of live music in Dolan's Warehouse. Mick, thanks for coming in, and thank you so
and
much
thank
for coming
you
in.
Very
Quick
much.
Commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.